next story I'm going to tell you takes place at the very, very beginning of time. And it is about this young girl. And she was known far and wide as the quill work girl, because she did the finest quill work that anybody had ever seen. And then one day, this young girl, she woke and she started making a man's outfit. And her mother thought, well, that is good. My daughter is making an outfit for her father, my husband. But when the young girl finished the first outfit, she started working on another one. And after that, another one, and after that, another one. And altogether, this young girl made 7 men's outfits, the last outfit being for a very small man. Now, her mother was getting very curious as to what her daughter, she had no uncles, she had no brothers, what was she making all of these men's outfits for? But she didn't say anything. And then one day, this young girl woke up and she says, Mother, I have had a vision. I am going to go searching for, and I am going to find 7 brothers. And when I find my brothers, my destiny shall then become fulfilled. And her mother says, well, daughter, it is good to have dreams. It is good to have visions. I will go with you to be sure that you're safe. And the young girl says, no, mother, my vision showed me that I had to do this on my own. And so the next morning, the young girl, she woke up very early, and she packed up the 7 men's outfits, and she started walking to the north, leaving behind her home, her family, everything she had known her whole life, walking off into the unknown to follow her destiny. And she walked for several days, and then she came to a river. And on the other side of the river, there was a teepee. And the young girl went walking through the river. She was calling out, it is I! Young girl, looking for brothers. It is I, young girl, looking for brothers. And this little head peeps out the bottom of the teepee. It's a little boy. And he says, you're here. I've been expecting you. But our brothers will be surprised. They're out hunting. But they'll be back. Come on in. So the young girl went inside the teepee. And she saw there were 7 beds. And she lay an outfit on each of the beds. And then she started busying herself, trying to help out where she could. And pretty soon, the older brother started walking back into camp from their hunt. The little boy, little brother, he had put on his outfit. It fit him perfectly. He was so pleased. He was walking around in front of the teepee. He was dancing. And the older brothers are going, well, little brother, where did you get such a fine outfit? And little brother says, we have a new sister. And she's beautiful. And she does the finest quill work that anybody's ever seen. Come on in and meet her. Now the 7 brothers were just as happy to have the young girl as their sister, as she was to have them as her brothers. And they lived in happiness for a number of years. And then one day, the older brothers went off hunting, leaving the quill work girl and little brother behind. And they're sitting in the teepee and they're talking, and they heard a noise outside the teepee, and they looked out and there was this little baby buffalo calf. Well, little brother says, well, hi, baby buffalo calf. What do you want? And the baby buffalo calf says, I represent the Buffalo Nation, and we've heard about the quill work girl, and we wanted to come be our sister. No, says little brother. She's our sister now. We love her. She wants to stay with us. Okay, said the buffalo calf. But somebody bigger than I will come. The next day, this like heifer buffalo came in the calf. A heifer's kind of like a teenage buffalo, you know. And little brother says, well, hi, heifer buffalo. What do you want? The heifer buffalo says, well, dude, we heard about the quill work chick, and we wanted to come be our sister, duh. No, says little brother. She's our sister now. We love her. She wants to stay with us. Okay, dude, said the heifer buffalo calf, but somebody bigger than I will come. The next day, this buffalo cow came into camp. She was snorting fire. She was calling out, I represent the Buffalo Nation. And we've heard about the quill work girl, and we'll take her. She'll be our sister. No, says little brother. She's our sister now. We love her. She wants to stay with us. Okay, said the buffalo cow, but somebody much bigger than I will come. The next day, all seven brothers, they stayed behind to try to protect the little girl. They're terrified. They're sitting together in the middle of a teepee, and the earth starts to rumble. They look out, and there's the biggest buffalo bull that anybody's ever seen. What do you want, buffalo bull? Says little brother. I represent the Buffalo Nation. We've heard about the quill work girl, and we'll take her. She'll be our sister. No, says little brother. She's our sister now. We love her. She wants to stay with us. No, said the buffalo bull. Then I'll kill you all. Little brother looked around. He saw a tree. He says, quick, everybody, jump into that tree. So the seven boys and the little girl, they jumped into the tree. The buffalo bull says, that won't help you. I'll charge that tree and I'll knock it down. And the older brother started chanting, use some of your magic. Little brother, use some of your magic. The little boy had been given three arrows by his father. The last time he had seen his father had said, son, these arrows are your destiny. Do not use them until you have to. The little boy took out an arrow. He put it in his bow. He shot it in the trunk of the tree. The tree grew 1,000 feet up into the air. The buffalo bull says, that won't help you. And he reared back and he hit the tree as hard as he could. There was a loud crack. The tree was going to the left. The tree was going to the right. Little brother, use some more of your magic. Use some more of your magic. The little boy took out another arrow. He put it in his bow. Shot it in the trunk of the tree. The tree grew 1,000 feet up into the air. The buffalo bull says, that won't help you. He reared back. He was coming at the tree. Little brother, use some more of your magic. The little boy had one arrow. He took it out, put it in his bow, shot it into the trunk of the tree. The tree grew all the way up through the sky. The buffalo bull reared back. He hit the tree as hard as he could. There was a loud crack. They knew the tree was going to go over any minute. Little brother says, quick, everybody, out of the tree, into those clouds. So the seven boys and the little girl, they jumped out of the tree, into the clouds. The tree came crashing down to earth. The buffalo bull was furious. But what could he do? But, little brother, said the quill work girl, what can we do? We're stuck up here in the sky. Yes, said little brother, and that is our destiny. When you look at the night sky, you will see the quill work girl and her seven brothers. The seven brothers made a basket to hold her quills in, and we call that basket the Big Dipper. The very brightest star on the end of that basket is little brother. He points out to the quill work girl, and after that, she got busy, and she quilled all the stars up in the skies for us to look up at night, especially when we're camping.
Beautiful.